All right, let's talk about the Northern Crocs and their incredible victory against the Fast Fours, who have now been runner-up three times, if you include losing to the Gold Coast Glory in Brisbane at the end of Season 1. This was an incredible match that went 21-18 in the female gender doubles to the Fours. It then went 21-16 in men's gender doubles to the Crocs. We then saw a battle of the super subs in Willie Chung partnering with Andy Digasavage up against Isha Lakhani and Lucas Pascoe, with this one going the way of the Crocs 21-16. And then it was do or die for the Fours, with the skippers taking the court. It was George Wall and Jamie Way, who were down 11-8 at the change of ends, who then let the scoreline blow out to 17-12 before clawing back that deficit, taking the lead at 19-18. It then took them two game points opportunities to seal this one 21-19 and take it to a dream breaker. Boys, an incredible match. Ty, if I can start with you, what about that super sub, Willie Chung?
Well, hey, Joe, did you hear about that guy that picks the winner every single time?
I did not know. Actually
perfect.
Was it you?
Every time.
Was it you, Ty?
It was.
Wow.
It was.
And what made you decide on the Crocs?
What? Colin, look, I'm not going to go through my methods, man. I'm just going to let you know that winners pick winners.
Please pick the Smash next time.
Literally, you actually didn't know Chung was going to come in as a super sub.
I still don't know who he is. Who is this guy?
I did watch that Dreambreaker. Man, it had everything. I'm almost positive it was. I saw George Wall do the longest ATP ever. He was like past the kitchen line and had this ridiculous ATP. It was awesome.
They smashed him in that Dream Breaker, though. It wasn't even close.
No, it got very close.
Was it?
Yeah. Far out.
It was very close.
Just tell everyone where you were when the Vietnam Open was happening. Were you in the country?
Probably not. No.
You're in New Zealand?
No, that's right. That's where I go to get all my picks.
Yeah.
But no, that was a fun way to finish it off, and it was cool just seeing the cross genders battling against each other with
cross
Lucas.
Genders. Is that a new division? Holy shit! Well, I love how the game's really expanding to include everybody, including cross genders.
What would you call that when there's a guy playing a girl in it's singles.
Oh, in singles.
He means when a dream breaker happens
and there's a guy versus a girl.
Yeah. I call that cross-gender.
Cross-gender.
I mean, it's probably not grammatically incorrect.
It's actually probably not incorrect, but it
this
just
guy
sound,
didn't even watch the bloody yeah, dream breaker.
Shut up, Ty.
I'm just saying. I'm going to mute his mic.
What number is he on? Three
it,
or
it
four?
It was very woke.
Very woke.
Yeah, very woke.
Let's get back to Willie Chung. You probably had the best look at Willie Chung. Like
lunar athlete.
Great look at Willie.
It takes me too long to shuffle these things. But Willie Chung, he was spectacular.
He was amazing. Yeah, he played really well in men's doubles on the Saturday. And then I guess, he got picked up that evening, did he? He was unreal. From coming out of nowhere, I don't know if his name was in the draft to get picked, but if it was, then yeah, he was definitely a snub that should have gone picked based on how he played. It was great.
Wow, that's a big call. Funny, I've got a list of players that I'm going to throw at all you boys soon to say who would you pick before Willie Chung, or would you pick Willie Chung above this person? Well, so we'll get into that later.
Well, just quickly, I want to put a name out there. I'm going to definitely mispronounce it, but Aditya Ruala.
Aditya.
Aditya, who won singles
match.
Yeah, Aditya.
Do you think his name was in the...
It would have been.
As an option, and they picked Chung over him?
I'm not sure who the options were for the Crocs. I would have picked, Willie Chung above him. Aditya is a really good singles player.
Really good singles, yeah.
Doubles, he's still working on it.
Gotcha, okay. Mm-hmm.
He's young though, Aditya.
Yeah, he's young.
But Chung's young. He looked like he's like 17. You know how old, roughly?
He's pretty young.
Yeah.
He looks young.
Around that age, just somewhere around 18.
Dang, that's crazy. Like the level at this young age.
It was insane. Well, Colin, in game one, we saw Lakhani, who was solid all weekend as the sub herself. She defended brilliantly an ATP in that game one early, and there were multiple crazy firefights. Andy, well, I reckon she announced herself as a star of the future. She was super consistent with her dinking and was lethal on both sides when balls were sped up. I think she needs probably some work on a third shot drop, but remember, she is on her debut. This is her first season of MLP, so she hasn't been playing that long. And Jamie Way, She has impressed me from the moment she hit the court on the Gold Coast. She was clutch in this game. And at one point, she was very firm with her call to Lakhani, giving her a me, 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 which would have made Utah very proud, actually, to take an overhead.
Get out of the way, because yeah. Jimmy Wei is here.
Nice. But yeah, she was the top dog when it mattered, wasn't she, Colin?
Well, I had a good chat with her in the Gold Coast. She's went to Temple as a tennis scholarship, and she's a weapon. Like, her just abilities to keep things keeping the rallies going, her speed, when you speed her up, you better be ready, because that ball's coming right back over. She's a great duo, and I think even with her partner Liz Truluck not being there, she had to step it up. But Isha, she played amazing as well, her new partner. And that's, I would imagine, Joey, like, you've now been playing with your partner for, I don't know, a couple games or a couple tournaments now, and now you have to transition to a new partner. What's that like, trying to gauge just the chemistry?
Yeah, sometimes you can kind of slide a new player in and you'll mesh. Sometimes it takes a few games to work out, so the fact that they kind of seamlessly played well together is a testament to them.
And game two, well, Willie Chung, he started red hot, single-handedly earning the first 2 points before coughing up an ATP opportunity to George Wall. He then hit a crazy backhand ATP himself, and when he struck that ball, it would have been less than a couple of inches from the ground. It was incredible. Fours, well, they took a timeout ASAP as they were down 7-1. Fours were then down 11-3 at the change of ends. Pasco went Air Jordan late with an incredible vertical overhead slam, but the Crocs won this one. But Joey, what can you tell us about what it's like to play with George Wall, who we've often referred to as the thinking man's pickleballer?
Or RoboCop.
Or Mall Cop.
Yeah, he's a thinker on court. He doesn't say too much in the realm of, this is our tactic for the next point, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this. But the way he goes about the entire game, like, he'll control the tempo of the match a little bit, take a breath here and there when he needs, and kind of make the right decisions at the right time. So it's, yeah, the thinking man's pickleball is a good name for George.
But he also communicates quite a bit midpoint, at least that I've seen with him and Lucas, and then him and his mixed partner, Jamie. Do you think communicating while you're playing is like a positive, or do you rather, you know, not communicate? Like, what's your strategy when you're playing with somebody?
More communication, the better.
I try to tell Ty that all the time.
Well, you know, Danny's like, go. And so you're like, don't fuck up.
I go, no.
That's what you tell me every time.
It's a question. Are you there? Yeah.
Like any good relationship, boys. Just
communicate. Right. Communicate. We're working on it. Communicate.
We're very bad communicators with our partners, Joey.
Yeah, but communicating pickleball is just like little words. Mine, yours, out, in. Is there anything else that
yours,
we should?
Yours is universally the worst call in sport, I reckon. You should never use the word yours.
You should just say go.
Yep, or mine.
Is there any other words, Joey, that you use or that you hear that's being used?
I say watch a lot.
What's that mean?
If you pop it up?
For people that don't
know.
Yeah,
for me it's just when I pop it up. So if I hit a third shot drop that's going a little high, if my reset's a little high, not confident about the shot, I'll just say watch it to let my partner know, hey, dig in.
I say the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, mine has a few more words. It's like, fuck, that was short.
No. When I pop it up, I go, stay in there. We got this.
We got this.
Charge.
Freedom.
Strap your helmet on. Be a man.
I mean, beyond that, you can't really get too much out in a
exactly.
In the speed of the game. It's no, watch, you really out, can't. Yours, mine. Well, not yours, because Adam doesn't like yours.
It's true.
Don't like say that. Yours. It's funny you say you can't get much out, because I would agree. And I think that's one of George's great strengths, is he can be very succinct with his messaging between a point to give you, I guess, information or an instruction.
Yeah, I think I might be one of the worst people to ask about this, because when I'm playing on court, I kind of don't listen to anything. So he could be telling me...
That's why you and Danny are so good together.
He could be telling me a lot of things when we're playing bands, and I'm just there hitting the ball, stealing the middle ball off him from the right side. Yeah.
He's an incredible player. Game three, well, Both subs were sent out to win game three. Chung was typical of his previous form in this one early, but Pascoe, just before the switch of ends, decided to insert himself in the match with some wicked reflexes to start turning the game back in the Fours' favour. Andy was all kinds of brave as she faced direct opponent Pascoe, quite often, coming out on top. Her ability to speed up across court with precision is something to behold. At 2016, Chung lit another fire at the kitchen line and found the sideline past Pascoe to get one back, get back serve for Andy. Andy then set up the point with a great drop into the kitchen, and Chung pounced with a 1-2 punch, taking to the sky for what looked like an inside-out overhead to finish the game. Again, Chung, he was just incredible. He was the absolute weapon super sub you could ever dream for.
And also, and Joey, you could talk about this. Did he have a bit of a fan base behind him there? Because I felt like every time he did something, everyone in the crowd was cheering.
I feel like everyone got around Willie Chung just out of nowhere. I don't know if he brought his own entourage or what, but
is that his hometown or?
No, sure I think he's from Taiwan.
Yeah,
right. Because yeah, every time he did something, like he had a fan base.
But it wasn't the Taiwanese players. It wasn't them that was getting around him. It was others that he just made fans of his on court during that. Right.
That's
during
awesome.
That day.
That's pretty cool.
I would say, like, I had a very couple of brief interactions with him through the tournament, just, you know, tagging him in a couple of posts because he was a highlight reel. And he was very gracious and messaging us back saying, thank you so much. And just, you know, very, very well-mannered for someone that obviously I'm assuming English would be his second language, right? So I was impressed that he, you know, bothered to take the time just to say thank you.
You know, that's interesting because I was just looking at the draft results. The absolute last pick was Kyle Watnall.
Mm.
Do you think teams would rather now Willie?
Well, you only get one international.
Jeez, I love how you singled out Kyle. There could be so many teams who would want a Willie Chung.
Yeah, and it was Kyle. Now
you think they
Willie
gave
Chung.
Him heat stroke on purpose?
Oh, is that what he had?
Yeah.
He had a heat stroke.
Heat stroke in men's doubles day.
Did
looks like he just got out of the pool, but
he was hot, right? Talk about
was that during PPA?
During the PPA men's doubles, they won bronze.
Gotcha.
Kyle and Roman. And after it, he was cooked.
Yeah.
Dang.
He was full on. He told me he like spent the evening just like shivering on someone's hotel room floor.
So Summer, the captain, had to make a quick decision on who she wants to be on her team. And then Chung was in there. And I think maybe Adam might have a bit of background of, obviously, Willie Chung is sponsored by Lunar.
I believe so, yeah.
So the first Lunar athlete to win, or is there Surge?
That'd be Leander.
Leander, yes. Good on you, Lunar. We're watching you. But do you have a bit of background of how Chung got...
Is that those Slam Jam podcast guys?
Yeah.
Mate, I'm hot right now. Yeah. Really hot. Yeah.
Do you have a little bit of background on how Chung got selected? Or
No. I have a bit of background that Kyle Watnall's going to have to split his prize money 50-50, though.
Oh, is that an anonymous source?
It might be an anonymous source, but I think it's also written into the contract somewhere. Because that was something I was wondering. Because I saw the picture, right? So they win the trophy.
And Kyle's in the photo.
I'm thinking, mate, you got an A+ on the group assignment, but you literally did nothing. Nothing. There
it
is.
The first round match.
No, I shouldn't say you did nothing. You did. Well, you did one day's work. Jeez, you sound like a council worker.
If Kyle was still in there instead of Willie, surely they still win, though.
Game four. Well, Harsh was causing all sorts of concerns for George and Jamie, while Summer played a superb supporting role. The Fours started to turn the tide, but the Crocs forced the change of ends and went across the otherwise with an 11-8 lead. When the switch happened, George started by hitting a off forehand winner before Jamie backed him up with the next point in sizzling fashion. The Crocs got out to a 17-12 lead before the Fours called a timeout, and it really didn't look good for the Fours. They looked as if they were on struggle street. But the Fours found a way, and they climbed back, chasing down a deficit. They got to 18-18, and an exchange broke out. And surprisingly, it was Meta whose hands were ready. The Fours took the lead for the first time at 19-18. Jamie Way then showed guts and went for the glory with a speed up and finishing it off with a backhand. Simply superb. It took the Fours 2 game points to secure the victory. And when they did, it was a captain's ATP that did it. And that took us to a dream breaker.
That was the ATP I was referring to. Maybe it wasn't singles, but that ATP was memorable. That was amazing. Mm. It was the furthest ATP I've ever seen. Yeah. It was like between the kitchen and between the back line, that
he
middle ground.
He had to go from like left to right. He was thrown from backhand. Side to side, and he didn't give up, as you would expect a captain not to give up, right?
Man, he's an awesome captain. If I was a player being picked, I would want to be on George Wall's team for sure.
Well, let me tell you the highlights of the Dream Breaker. So we'll go straight up. It was Chung v. Wall. Chung gets this one 3-1, coming up mega on the angle to clinch his third point. Dalibona versus Pasco. This is exactly what you're talking about, Colin. The cross-gender, as you were calling it.
And everyone's going to call it that now.
The cross-gender battle. Dalibona, the captain of the Crocs, versus Pasco. Dalibona gets him 4-0. She started hot on the first point, and that set her the tone for a 4-0.
Now, Pasco did come back later on.
I'll get to that. Okay, don't beat me up. Andy versus Jamie Way. They went 2-2. Andy won the first two, but Jamie won the next two, with Way patiently coming in after learning from being too eager the first two times. Meta versus Lakane. An all-Indian battle, the sub, Lakane. She wasn't too bad, but Meta got her done 3-1 in this one. Lakane was incredible. Her first point against Meta was mega. Chung versus Wall again. Well, Chung got stung. 1-3 this time. George pulled out the biggest move of the tournament, chasing down a Meta slice to execute a backhand winner from near the baseline. Sheer guts and determination. Dalibona versus Pasco. Pasco had a lot to prove on this one. He got it done against Dalibona this time. He was up 3-1. Pasco loops a backhand like a rainbow, and it finds the sideline. Then we had Andy versus Jamie again. Well, Andy, she went down. Jamie got the ascendancy on this one, 3-1. She was aggressive, and it worked out well for her as she took the first point and got Andy done. Meta versus Lakane. Well, Meta, he got it done again on this one, 3-1. He found his range, waved that left arm with paddle in hand like a wand. Chung versus Wall got 2-2 in this one, an even encounter between these two, with both men finding the net on their way to take the lead. That doesn't make sense, but anyway, we'll keep moving. Dalibona versus Pasco. Dalibona, with Pasco at the net, rips a deft backhand past Pasco to swing the momentum in her favour. In a tough moment for Pasco on the next point, he gets called for a foot fault, and it looked like he knew it as he performed the tightrope walk at the kitchen line. With ball in hand, the captain, Dalibona, had the match on her paddle. She served coolly, went into the net after the return, and then Pasco went big but wide, and the Northern Crocs, they become Vietnam Open champions. They're three-time MLP champions are the Crocs, the most successful franchise in MLP Australia history.
Huge, huge. And I would put it down to the captain, the skipper, Summer. She's not only performs on the court, but when the draft happens, she knows how to pick winners.